Let's listen to a male singer who breaks at E flat when singing at a vocalis contraction level of 6. Now let's listen to the same singer when singing at a vocalis contraction level of about a 3. Now let's listen to the same singer singing with a vocalis contraction level of 9. Note that the breakpoint moves up a lot higher to G above middle C. The singer you just heard is a beginner. He has a pronounced breakpoint and really hasn't mastered his vocalis contraction levels. Remember, the key to avoiding most breakpoints is simply learning how to sing with intermediate contraction levels. If you're trying to merge smoothly from full voice to falsetto, all you've got to do is gradually relax that vocalis contraction. On the way back down, if you're trying to go smoothly from falsetto back into full voice, all you've got to do is gradually contract the muscle. I admit, it's tricky to do it gradually. It's real easy to kind of lean into it and contract very tightly and back off all at once. It's those intermediate contraction levels that take all the time and training. If you're singing an ascending scale, it's really tempting to overcontract your vocalis muscle and kind of just belt out those high notes with, you know, almost like you're yelling or a full voice that's too strong. Here's a girl that's doing it the right way. She's maintaining a real nice, comfortable contraction level. You can tell because with each increase in pitch, there's more head resonance in the vocal tone. That's the tip-off that she's doing it right. Here's the same girl going from a very light full voice, which means a light vocalis contraction on the low note, to a light falsetto on the top and then back. Notice that there's no break at all, just a gradual change in tonality. Now let's listen to that same singer vocalize with a vocalis contraction level in the 8 to 9 range. Too tight and thin to sound good. Remember, whenever you have a breakpoint in your voice, most of the time it's going to be because you're experiencing an abrupt vocalis contraction change. Learning to control that muscle will eliminate most of your break problems. Now, you can experience breaks induced by your adductor muscles not engaging, but that's more rare. For the most part, the vocalis muscle is the culprit. So if you learn to control that one, you're on the right path.